The unemployment rate incrementally rose as new job formation was relatively strong. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on July 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate incrementally rose to 8.3% last month. A year ago, it was 9.1%. That 8.3% unemployment rate was the result of a civilian labor force that shrank by 150,000, with an even greater number, 195,000, fewer employed persons in July. But there were also 45,000, which is a relatively small number, more unemployed persons. There were 348,000 more persons not in the labor force. In other words, although the number of unemployed persons rose by a relatively small number, since at the same time the labor force contracted and the number of employed persons declined, the unemployment rate rose by 0.1%. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had 163,000 more jobs in July than the previous month. This was considerably better than the 64,000 job growth in June, as well as the 87,000 increase in May. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector grew by 24,000 in July, as the construction sector, which added 4,000 jobs in June, declined by 1,000 jobs last month. Manufacturers continued to add jobs with 25,000 more in July, which was about the same as the total of the previous 2 months. Mining and logging, after an incremental 1,000 job decline in June, was flat in July. The private service providing sector added 148,000 jobs in July, which was an improvement from May's increase of 131,000 and June's gain of only 60,000. The retail trade sector added 6,700 jobs to its inventories, which was an improvement from May's growth of 5,500, as well as June's decline of 3,200. The professional and business services sector added 49,000 new jobs in July, which was much better than the 18,000 it added in May, but only an incremental improvement from June's growth of 44,000. Computer systems, design, and related services continued to add jobs with a gain of 7,000 in July, which was not as good as the 8,500 it added in June. The trend was similar in management and technical consulting services. The education and health services sector added a total of 38,000 jobs in July, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector marking more than 18,000 new jobs as present. This means that the health care and social assistance portion was actually up by a little more than 19,000 jobs. Home health care services grew by 1,800 in July, which was not as healthy as the 3,700 it was up in June. And the party was in full swing in the leisure and hospitality sector that added 27,000 new jobs, with food services and drinking places serving 29,000 new jobs. And, by the way, the arts and entertainment recreation subsector declined. The total number of government jobs declined last month by 9,000. In July, the federal government was down 2,000, state government was down 6,000, and local government was down 1,000, but that was a result of local education dropping 7,000. Local government, excluding education, actually added 6,400 jobs. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services jobs were up 14,100 in July to a total of 2,539,600 jobs. This is sequential growth of 0.6% and year-over-year growth of 10.6%. In the last 2 months, year-over-year growth has been in double digits, and this has not occurred in more than a year. Taking out February's number, which we commented about last month as a potential outlier, temporary help services growth has been remarkably steady and consistent for the past year. In the past few years, the months of June and July have not been too kind to temporary help services, with a tapering off of growth or an outright decline, but it appears that cycle did not repeat in 2012. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was up to 1.91% in July, which is an incremental rise from 1.90% in June, and growth from May, when it was 1.88%. The highest level was more than a dozen years ago, when it was 2.03% in July 2000, so the sector still has some room to run. The economy actually may not be as bad as you've been hearing, but the cacophony of political static makes it pretty hard to hear the truth. Indeed, it does not look great since GDP, or gross domestic product, which most pundits are referring to when they say the economy, GDP growth in the first quarter was 2.0%, and in the second quarter it was up only 1.5%. but the GDP figures include spending by the government or public sector as well. When you take public sector GDP out of the formula, second quarter GDP was up 3.3%. And a decidedly conservative, right-leaning organization recently appeared to agree with a Democratic president when it observed, and I quote here, "So maybe it's true that the private sector is doing fine and most of the subpar economic growth measured by real GDP is simply reflecting the decreases in government spending and not weaknesses in the private sector." And it went on to proffer the question, "Maybe the subpar recovery has some positive effects of shrinking government." Well, maybe so, but that still doesn't address a solution for companies not creating new jobs that most think should be more robust at this point in the economic cycle. Although July's private sector creation of more than 170,000 new jobs could be a good start. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.